Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hello, welcome to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and the community. We're excited to have you on the air today and look forward to having a really fabulous show. We've got a really amazing community event happening this Friday that I'd like to share with the community. And that is our event that's happening to support the Advert One fundraiser. And so, what we want you to do is know about the event. It's the Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret happening from 6 to 1. We've got massage therapists and vendors and jewelry and all kinds of fun stuff happening. So here is a quick promo to let you know a little bit more about that event and how you can choose to show up and get involved. So here you go. Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then. Thanks again for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We are live on the With Insights spiritual channel. We've got some amazing co-hosts that support and co-create our event, and we are so excited to be talking to a group of women that are making a difference in the community. Purpose for Women International is committed to supporting other nonprofits. We provide marketing scenarios, strategies, tips and tricks, and we help the community really, understand how they can get access to resources that they might not be aware of, as well as helping entrepreneurs stay in business. That's really my core mission here with Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. And how we do that is with you, the listeners. And so you can call in 646-595-3440 and get on the air and talk about, what's going on with your business. If you've got questions, I can give you some consulting tips. We've got a panel of experts that you can access resources from. And, we're here again just to really support your journey so you can monetize and, increase your listeners. So, again, let's talk a little bit about
something that's going on in the community and, you know, my journey this last week. So I'd like to take a moment to offer gratitude for that experience and, you know, just kind of share my journey and what's going on with me, because I am a woman in business. I am an entrepreneur. I have had a consulting business in Columbus for about 15, 16 years. Started with my journey to become a holistic life coach, and where that journey has taken me and helped really connect to my own blessed source of guidance system to, you know, reach and connect with more people that, you know, spirit puts in front of my path. And that's really exciting. So, you know, I'm just grateful again to have this opportunity with Insights Radio. We're looking to expand our broadcast to other radio stations, so you'll have access to more contacts, more connections, and reach more people. We've got some great resources at Abundance Marketing Pro and Purpose Firm International. And, you know, so one thing that I've learned from speaking with hundreds of business owners is a lot of times it's difficult to keep moving and reinventing yourself all the time. And so, you know, one thing that I want you to understand and know from our show is that you're absolutely not alone in your journey. It might feel isolated, but you're not. And, you know, I'm meeting some great, you know, women in business who are making it happen. They're single mothers, they're mothers of special needs children, they're launching new salons, they have magazines, they have, you know, charity events that they're running, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, what we want to do is provide a platform for you to speak your truth and share what issues are, you know, relevant to you in the moment so that you can get the support and guidance you need to reach the audience and customers and, you know, feel more connected and not isolated and alone in your journey. And that's one thing that we want to provide for you here at the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is access to resources, advertising opportunities, events, networking, all kinds of things so that, you know, whatever your goal is with your business, please remember that you are absolutely not alone and that you have access to anything you desire and anything you need. That's part of our love and business philosophy. And if you want to learn more about that, you know, you can tap into my book and all kinds of fun stuff. So again, while we're waiting for some callers to come on the line, let's tap into, you know, a little bit of what we talked about last show. We had Renee Moore and Janice Carter on the line, and we were talking about fear in business. So, you know, I'm real curious how that has affected individuals and their journey and, you know, what you noticed about yourself as a business owner. Did you take a quick inventory of your emotions and where you were in your progression with your journey? And what did you notice about that? Were you able to learn something more about your motivation with your business, with your personal life? Were you able to come to any revelations about your journey that can help you attract more abundance and light in your reality? Did you stay where you were, or you, do you still feeling a little stuck out there and looking for more support and more guidance from other resources such as our show? So if that's the case, we want you to feel comfortable calling in. Again, that number is 646-595-3440, and we can offer you insight into clearing that stuck energy. What is the limiting beliefs you have floating around in your psyche, your mind, that's interfering with your heart and creating stuck energy? What's going on with you today? And so we invite you to take an opportunity to, you know, give us a call and let us know. We so look forward to connecting with you and answering those questions and supporting you on your journey. We're going to take a quick music break while I reach out to the community, and we'll be right back. This is Michael Cohen with a beautiful curtain chanting track from his album, and hopefully it'll put you in a nice place of peace and meditation and co-creation and manifestation.
Gum, 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 gum
give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com.
Welcome back to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in the community. That was a peaceful moment of meditation and serenity provided by Michael Cohen of Kirtan. And I wanted to kind of just set in some prosperity and flow and some resonance of abundance for you as you listen to our show, as we set the intention of supporting you and co-creating the reality you desire. This is a free-flowing opportunity for you to receive and achieve all that you desire. And I want to support you along that journey. I want to keep you in business if you own a business. I want to inspire you to your passion and create the reality that you wish so that you have everything you need to enjoy your journey in this lifetime without limiting beliefs or fear that might be floating in your frequency today. I got a new cell phone, which I'm super excited about, and it's got a couple of apps that I'm learning how to use and a touchscreen, and it's kind of fun to, you know, go back to look at some of the apps that you can download and getting used to this new way of communicating. And I'm always with Abundance Marketing Pro, pride myself on being exposed to unique web marketing solutions. And, you know, it is about instant gratification and communication. And we kind of forget to take the silence and sit back sometimes to really find out, you know, what our needs are, what we're looking for, and how that can help support us in our journey as we float through life. And so, you know, I just want to take a second to look at the energies that are out there and do a quick tarot card reading. It's part of this app that I have. And we've got some other amazing healers in our circle that do tarot cards. Jenny Seek's show is on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the With Insights channel, so you can definitely connect with her and get some more detailed readings. But, you know, it's kind of fun to use your apps for inner guidance. But I don't want you to become too dependent upon that, because basically if you become too dependent on external sources, you forget to rely on your own inner strength and, you know, how to manifest your reality. So we want to encourage you to, you know, take the opportunity to get guidance, but also learn how to trust your own inner guidance and the source and information that's put in your path. So with that, you know, you can access your cell phone and get some fun stuff and everything. And we want to take a second to share with you a couple more of our supporters and advertisers. So here's a little tidbit on how, if you're a writer, you can get support and help from getpublishedtoday.info to help you write that ebook. And I am excited because I just finally got my book up online, and you can download it, The 5 Steps to Abundance, and, you know, co-create your reality with me. Sounds like fun.
GetPublishedToday.info, your resource for authors, writers, and future published accomplishments. We want to help you with your writing goals to accomplish your dreams and become that published author and empowerment speaker you want to be. Visit us at www.getpublishedtoday.info for more details on our writers' workshops, free seminars, and abundance PR for writers. You can be a guest on our radio show, written about in our column, and yes, even be an expert referral in one of our courses to future writers who are in the same position you were. Please give us a call at 614-383-8073 for details on how you can be a part of a new revelation of self-published ebook authors at www.getpublishedtoday.info.
So that's a little bit of how you can get support and get your book published and submitted to Amazon and KDB and actually get paid as a published author. It's so simple these days to become an author and so forth. And we just want to support you and encourage you along that process. And, you know, I want to share my journey with you. We do a Meet the Author segment every fourth Wednesday. So if you are a published author and you're listening to our show, that's an opportunity for you to get interviewed and so forth and have an opportunity to, you know, share that with the world. You know, you took time to be creative. We want to support you and your creative flow and process and help you get the word out. So my dog really wants to go outside. She's laying on top of me and distracting me from focusing on my listeners today. So you're super cute. I don't know if you have pets out there, but my friend, and we're celebrating the week of Mother's Day and you know, honoring where you come from and your place of birth and whether you have a relationship with your mother or not, she still is the one of the impetus of divine source of creation for you. So, you know, one way you can celebrate whether you're a mom or not is on Friday. We are going to have so much fun at this Advert One fundraiser, the Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret. I'm so excited I love to dance. So she had me at dance. I was like, how can I support your organization? So we still have a time for to get some donations. You can get tickets at eevent.com, and you can become a sponsor at www.sponsor.eevent.com, and you can go to the Facebook event page, which I will post on our fan page at Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and we'll get that out for you. And, you know, every week we have a special Mosaic Moment, which is sponsored by Tokisha Mosaic of Missouri Watu Health and Beauty. And we've been having Mosaic on the show now for almost a month, giving us little tips and tricks on health and wellness. And it's been a real blessing. Sometimes she can call in. Sometimes she just writes that article and we share it on our show. So we're looking forward to getting that tip from her today and sharing that with you, our audience. And then I'll highlight that and send you a link to her article, which we post in the Examiner.com Columbus Women in Business section. So if you're, again, looking for an opportunity to be highlighted as a woman in business and celebrate that, please just reach out to our show, and we'll get you a business profile. We'll get you on the air for an interview. We'll even make some custom video commercials that you can use to promote yourself. So we will get that details out for you. So we're going to take a quick break and share a little bit again about the Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret on Facebook. Go to our fan page, and we will share that Mosaic Moment with you in just a moment. So one sec.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day Line Dance Cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013, and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then. It's time for the Mosaic Beauty and Wellness Moment, featuring Tokisha Mosaic of Nzuri Watu Wellness and Beauty. This wonderful consultant is exclusive to you on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. We'll share with you her tips on beauty, wellness, and spiritual enlightenment. Let's hear what Mosaic has to share with us next. Stay tuned. The Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show.
We are back. Yes, it is time. We got to tap in from our beautiful Mosaic. She's on the road, so we didn't have her beauty tip. And thank God for Facebook, which is how I've met and connected with, I can't even tell you how many beautiful people, to share her little beauty tip and wellness. So this week's article is on the uses of olive oil and how it can help with easing, detangling, and diminish frizzy hair. And for you ladies out there like me that have thin, dry, curly hair, it's super fine, and I've always got frizzy. So, you know, I'm having a combo with her right now on Facebook in an IM chat, and we're talking about, you know, can I have grapeseed oil that I used to cook with, and I was like, will that work? And she's like, no, it's better to use olive oil or coconut oil because it penetrates the hair shaft more fully. And her recommendation is 30 minutes before you're going to wash your hair to let that olive oil soak in. And I know that one of my friends, Tiffany, was a hairstylist, and she had another trick, was just soaking the hair with your conditioner for 30 minutes. But we want to really focus on sulfate-free products. Sulfate is pretty much in all of our hair stuff, and it truly is drying out our hair and damaging the cuticle and the growth of that. So we really want to kind of go towards natural and holistic and healing wellness remedies, which Mosaic has been providing us with. So we're so grateful to have our little Mosaic tip. And again, you can follow her on our Examiner column in the Women in Business section at examiner.com. So again, super wonderful. So we are grateful again for her input, and I look forward to getting the next Mosaic Moment tip of the day. She is with Nzuri Watu Beauty and Wellness and makes the most amazing shea butter. She's in the middle of her fast treatment, and I can only share with you that her face looks amazing. So if you have any or
are you a business owner looking for the largest bang for your buck in lead generation? Try Social Mobile Up, granting you access to mobile cell phone searches. Did you know that 92% of keyword searches are being conducted by smartphone users, and 89% of them take action towards a phone call, a purchase, or a walk-in? Partner with Google Innovation, the leader in AdWords marketing. We provide you with real-time, real-tracking dashboard integration for just pennies per lead. If your business is not advertising on mobile, you are missing out on revenue. Call Social Mobile Up today, 614-383-8073. Visit us on the web, to receive a $50 credit via email towards your next ad campaign just for mentioning this ad. www.socialmobileup.com. Your success is our success.
Hello, we are back. It looks like my new phone that I was so excited about has some major issues staying on the air. It's super sensitive, and I think maybe I was tapping it when I was moving it around, and I kept dropping the call. So I apologize, audience. We were talking about the mosaic moment and her tip with olive oil of the week from Mosaic from Nazuri Watsu Health and Beauty. So I'm not sure how much the audience got, so I'll just go back from the beginning. Again, if you have, if you're looking to moisturize your hair and are experiencing some tangle issues or frizzy issues, like I have frizzy issues because I have dry hair and dry skin, then you can put the olive oil or coconut oil, soak it on your hair 30 minutes before you wash it, and, you know, we will... you know, wash it out and experience some beautiful more hair. So, again, I was talking about there our sulfates in our shampoos and conditioners that tend to increase dryness or damaging of hair. So if you can get those products with that are sulfate-free, please do. Melaleuca is one of the sponsors of Purpose for Women International and support it. So, you know, we want to let you know that that product is available. So please, please, please check us out at melaleuca.com and contact Tamara Premer for your opportunity to be a part of that. So looks like we've got another commercial to I want to introduce you again to our other co-hosts here on the entertainment show. So, where is that? Here we go. This is Jenny Seek, Tuesdays at 7.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
So that was Jenny Seek, the host of Inner Voice Intuitive Hour at the Within Sights channel on Tuesdays, and we're excited to have her. We've also got, let's see, that's not it, Iggy. Here's about the show on Monday.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com. Free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
So that was Iggy Garcia, and his co-host is Rosabelle, his sister, and they bring a really beautiful co-creation of empowerment and light to Mondays at 7 o'clock. So we're super, again, grateful to be on their show. Looks like our guests aren't calling in today, so obviously, as you could tell, I've been trying to wing it, waiting for them, because I have somebody calling in at 2:45. So let's take another musical break.
Mm-hmm. we think it's the end. No. It's another beginning. Another beginning.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We do have a guest on the air. Caller, can you introduce yourself?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Alfina.
Hi, Alfina. Thanks so much for tuning into our show today. How did you find out about us?
Like the internet.
Okay. Did you see us on Facebook, or where did you find us?
Like Blog Talk.
Oh, perfect. Well, what attracted you to Entrepreneurial Excellence today? What did you have a question? Are you a woman in business? What can we help you with?
I actually had a question.
Sure. What can I help you with?
It's pertaining to, like, love and relationship. I'm wondering if this person that I'm interested right now, if he's interested, or, like, what's going on there?
Okay, well, but basically our show format is to help entrepreneurs and women in business. And although I am an intuitive and can offer guidance, we don't typically talk about that on the show, but you called in, so I can do my best to try to give you some insight, but really our focus is helping with creating a business opportunity. Is this somebody that you work with, or is this just somebody at school?
No, it's just somebody I know.
Okay. And, all right, so I need a little bit more information because mostly I do business coaching. So we're not really I'll try to address your question, but I'm going to need a little bit more information than is he interested in me, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, yeah, that's the only question I had was, like, if he was interested. But...
Yeah. Have you known this person a long time?
No, I would say, like, a month and a half now.
Okay, and do you guys hang out in any capacity at work or school?
No, we don't hang out. Like, we haven't hung out yet, so.
Okay. Well, I'm not getting much of a connection. Is this just somebody you kind of have a secret crush on then?
No, it's not a secret crush. Like, he knows I like him, so.
All right. Well, woman to woman, you know that movie, He's Just Not That Into You?
Yeah.
Are you getting that kind of vibe?
No, like, I really don't bother him all that much. Like, I don't text him.
No, I'm not saying from you. I'm saying from him. Are you starting to understand that he's not that into you?
No, I think he is. He is interested. I'm just wondering, like, what is going on right now with him and...
Well, my experience of dating for the last 30-some years is if they're interested, they're going to ask you out. And they're
okay,
going to want to make time.
Yes, okay. Well, thanks.
And so if he comes up with little excuses to hang out with you, then that's showing you he's interested.
Yeah, but don't you think it's, like, really early on, though? We haven't even really known each other. But anyway, yeah, thank you so much, Maya.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thanks so much to our caller. Again, our show is Entrepreneurial Excellence, highlighting women in business and the community. And we are open to all callers and all questions, although our focus is absolutely business and supporting the community. So as much as I'd love to give love advice, that's not really our focus of the show. So I apologize to our last caller that I wasn't really able to give her the insight that she was seeking, because when I get, it's more of a journey of self-discovery here. So we do have a new caller on the line. Caller, what's your name, please?
This is Tracy Thornton.
Hello, Tracy. Thanks so much for calling in. How's your day going?
It's going great. Pretty busy, but it's going great.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you calling in. We've been doing a little bit about highlighting the community and women in business, and I know that you have an event that you want to tell the audience about, and we'd love to hear more about it. So why don't you take a moment to introduce yourself, a little bit about you and your background, and then we can talk about this community event you're having on Saturday.
Well, first of all, thanks, Heather, for having me on to share the message that we're trying to share with Happy No Mother's Day. As far as my background is concerned, I have been a mom for 24 years. My oldest is 24. And we have, just really been through a lot of great experiences. One surprising experience that I had with my oldest is becoming a grandmother about 3 years ago. She was 19, and rather than become, really overly sad by the fact that I was becoming a grandmother, I had to reflect on times prior, which was a couple years before that, where I celebrated her for graduating from high school without making me a grandmother during that time. And we decided, even at that point, that we would recognize one day a year in the month of May as Happy No Mother's Day for young ladies who are 12 to 21 who have not become single mothers. So this is pretty much the backdrop for the event that we're having this day, May 18th, here in Ohio, which is Happy No Mother's Day.
And where can you give the audience, is there a registration page they can go to register
Absolutely.
For the event or register their daughter?
Yes. We definitely welcome moms. If moms want to attend with their daughters, that's wonderful. But our focus is age 12 to 21 because of the content. It's very difficult to talk about not having children without talking about sex. So just being mindful of the age range, and the registration can be found on happynomothersday.com. It's just spelled out exactly like that on our website. We are hosting the Ohio celebration. Our first celebration actually took place in 2008, but this year is also important and significant because we're hosting a Happy No Mother's Day celebration in Florida on June 1st also. So we're really excited about both of those occasions.
Well, and I think that's a phenomenal accomplishment, Tracy, to be able to not only inspire and launch an initiative locally, but then to get enough attraction and interest to launch something simultaneously in a completely another state. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I can't take all the credit. Ro Beecham, a very good friend of mine, called me. Well, actually, she inboxed me on Facebook and just really wanted to be able to spread the message where she now lives and is located in Tampa. And so I was, who am I to be like, nope, it's only in Ohio, only if I do it.
Right.
So, We've been working together, and it's been an awesome experience. Just
well,
getting
and
prepared.
I have,
we have a lot of people that have really been, you know, and it's not just all, you know, oh, this is great, this is wonderful. We've had some feedback from people who felt like, one, this was this some kind of joke? Two, you know, why even bother calling it, you know, Mother's Day? Leave the mothers out of this, you know. Three, what about single, you know, parents, you know, single mothers who are in that age range and it's too late for them not to be a parent? Well, that's not our audience. Our audience are young ladies who have not yet become pregnant. We have some startling statistics. They're startling to me anyway. You know, 820,000 teens become pregnant each year. And while the pregnancy rates are lowering, they're still rather high for our
right.
population. And then 34% of teens have at least one pregnancy before the age of 20. And if you think about 34%.
Wait. Can we say that again? How many
teens
before the age of 20 get pregnant? What was that again?
34%.
34%. I just want to highlight that a little bit because that does shock me. I'm going to write it down
yeah.
so then I can type it on our fan page because it is all about awareness, and that's truly what you're
mm-hmm.
bringing. So I want to really emphasize, honor, you know, this information so that it has time to sink in and marinate. So 34%
mm-hmm.
of say the whole stat again for me, 34%.
Of teens have at least one pregnancy before the age of 20.
That is in the United States,
That is in the United States.
That sounds really high to me. Does that sound high?
It is. It is high. And even higher, unfortunately, is the 38% of these teen moms who only obtain a high school diploma. So, you know, it's kind of like the flip side. It's like, well, only 38% out of 100 are actually graduating from high school. So it's a higher number, but at the same time, it represents a lower amount of the population for only 38% of teen mothers actually finishing high school. And if we know anything about, you know, the economy, it is extremely important that our youth get their education so that they can obtain employment to take care of their families. So if I'm a teen mom, I don't have a high school diploma, I don't have a job that really is paying me what I need to take care of myself and my child, what ends up happening? And so this is what we're trying to avoid.
I applaud that out there,
you know. And we have, unfortunately, a lot of publicity with, you know, our celebrities, you know, becoming pregnant. They're not married, and so it looks glamorous, but the life of a single parent really isn't glamorous. And we can thank shows like 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom that really do show a depiction of what life can be like when you don't have that kind of support. The father may or may not be in the picture. You may or may not have a broken home yourself. And so we want young ladies to understand motherhood is important. It's one of the greatest experiences I have personally experienced in life, but it can wait. It doesn't have to happen right now. And
well,
especially
put some
if
numbers
you are
in
that age range.
Right. I want to put some numbers in perspective. So let's go back to the statistics because you work
mm-hmm.
at a school. And so let's pretend, because I'm not great with math, so let's say there's 1,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 students and 1,000 are girls. So
okay.
if 34% of them, that's 340, right?
Right.
Are going to get pregnant before 20.
Mm-hmm. And then take that number.
I want to sit with that. Right, well, and so I just want to fit with that one still, because that's like getting 50 people to an event is difficult, okay?
Exactly.
And if I filled up an event with your 340 girls, that would
mm-hmm.
be a successful event. But when you put it into terms and you shift the, you know, it's to me that's kind of staggering. And then you say, okay, out of that 340, 38% of them, only 38% of them. So let's say what would that be? Like 340, I so suck at math, 10, 40. So a couple, like 40 of them would graduate, or 60, something like that.
Right. And, yeah, so, it's quite staggering when you think about it.
And I think that's where we need to put our attention in for this purpose of this interview right now and build some, you know, momentous and so forth. And we might want to, you know, get you on the show get a little discussion group going, because I have two organizations that are committed to supporting teen mothers. And I think it would be a fun experience, or, you know, not when I say fun, you know, interesting, exciting, to get you guys on a panel discussion and maybe see if we could even invite somebody from the school board or something like that, because I think it warrant, or the PTA or however that would look, maybe you can help me with those connections and see what kind of conversation they have. You know,
yeah.
So here's one side of the coin. Here's agencies, nonprofits that I work with that are desperate for funding to support these homeless teen moms. And then there's what you're doing to prevent it. And how can the two work together? And, you know, we're having a fundraiser on Friday. And Renee Moore, who's putting it on, is an example of a homeless teen mother who was one of the 38% that got her diploma, but still was a homeless teen mother living in her car for 6 or 8 months.
Right.
You know, and what that felt like. And so, you know, maybe for your next event, maybe if you decide to do something sooner than next year, she could be a great speaker to the girls. I mean, you know, that whole prevention thing. So
right.
I think it's a great segue saying, here's one side of the coin where we're focused on prevention. Here's the other side of the coin. We're focused on solutions. But ultimately, the common denominator is we don't want to create shame or blame or stereotypes for either scenario. We want to increase awareness that says that it's a choice that you have control over, ultimately. Yes, the empowerment piece of that.
Exactly.
So that,
and then also
so you find,
educating.
Go ahead.
You know, because we do need to educate our girls. You know, it's no big secret that celibacy is not something that we really want to talk to our kids about. Our government just depleted all of the funding for projects like that. But we need to understand that, you know, our young ladies are being manipulated into believing that they cannot, you know, and babies are not the worst thing, okay, that you can that end up with sexual activity, but you can contract diseases that are incurable in a variety of ways and methods. And, you know, if you become pregnant, that is an indication that you're not using protection. So to push a message of protection is, to me, fruitless, because if we were using that, we wouldn't have 34% of our teens becoming pregnant before the age of 20. But we have to teach our youth in many ways that self-control is a benefit. It is a positive. It's not something to be looked upon as, oh, you don't need to control yourself. We need to learn how to control ourselves and value ourselves enough to, one, not cause more trauma for our lives, more hardship for our lives, but also not to end our lives early.
Right. And again, I think that's where I would love to see, you know, maybe it's a face-to-face, maybe it's a video chat, maybe it's another radio show. I don't know what it is, but I think that would be a unique perspective to have both things and say, you know, look, we appear to be on opposite sides of the coin, but the reality is we're all trying to improve the opportunity and empower girls and the lives of our future. And understand that, you know, I mean, you were sharing with me that, you know, your daughter came up with this idea, and then a few years later, here she's in a different situation. And I know that had to be difficult, and at the same time, you're still honoring her vision. And I think that's part of maturity and growth and our life journey. Like, we're human, so sometimes we believe one way, but situations create the opposite of what we were saying. Now what?
Right.
We don't have to feel bad that we're here. We don't have to feel worse.
Right.
It's not about feeling bad, but we can educate in prevention. I mean, you know, I don't say, it's kind of like, you know, somebody causes a crime, or, you know, I do a lot of work with alleviating poverty through entrepreneurship. And the last summit they had at Ohio State, they had the Marion Men's Prison, and they were talking about their rehabilitation programs. And, you know, do you punish someone forever because they had a child before they were married, or before when they're teens, or before, you know, some people have babies at 25 and shouldn't, or 35. I mean, there's really, you know,
right.
No way, I think.
Happy No Mother's Day is definitely not focused on that. It's definitely not an event that wags a finger at teen moms and say, oh, too bad, you know, shame on you. But it's more about the celebration of young ladies who don't really get that attention or that focus to say, you know what, you're doing great, keep up the good work. And so it's more of an encouragement and empowerment, as well as educating them. You know, you're on a good track. It's, you know, I've had people say, well, how can you tell if all the girls that are coming to your event are virgins? I don't care. It's not about them being virgins. It's about
right.
them getting the message, understanding that, you know, hey, let's stay on this track. Don't bring another person into the world if you can't take care of yourself. There's no need to bring another person into the world that you can't take care of either. So it's really about a celebration more than, you know, us looking down on single moms, and that's really not the focus as much as it is the focus on young ladies who have not become single moms.
Yeah, and I know it's hard. It's a fine line, isn't it? And I love what you're doing. I love that you keep wrapping it back and keeping it clear on what the message is, because I know you've probably had a lot of these discussions where people get distracted with all the other stuff. And at the end of the day, like you said, it's honoring and celebrating the girls where they're at in this present time, present moment, and celebrating. Yeah. So thank you for that, for sure.
No problem. And thank you again, like I said, for having me on. It's going to be this Saturday, 1084 Brittenell Avenue. And like I said, you can go to the website to register. Anyone that's listening who knows of a young lady who's in that age group, or if you have a daughter and you'd like to come with her, that's also 12 to 21. That would be fantastic. Parents are definitely welcome. So like I said, it's just one of those wonderful things. I have to shout out my sponsors simply because they've really made it possible for about 35 girls who wanted to attend and could not afford to. And so I'm grateful for people who say, I don't have a daughter in that age range, but I want to support this mission. So thank you so much for those of you who have really poured into the vision, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, you are so welcome, and your sponsors are so welcome, because And I love that you're trickling into Florida. I think, you know, anything you put your mind to and the intention of it, you could, quote, unquote, light up the whole country if we wanted to. And
mm-hmm.
Purpose for Women International is happy to support that vision if it's part of your vision to ignite awareness in other pockets of the United States and internationally as well. So, you know, again,
well,
so grateful to, yeah, I don't see limits. So I see the, do you remember that game, the Light Bright, where you had this little light
mm-hmm.
board and you would put the, I don't know, I love that to death because I love the colors and you could make your own little constellations and, you know, so it, you know, just stick that in and we're going to just light up the United States with this, you know, Happy No Mother's Day and start a new movement versus, like
yeah.
you said, the glamorization of it. And they're all over people. They're all over time. Well, hello, ladies. That's not going to be you. I'm sorry. Having the baby
right.
is not going to get you on the cover of People or Teen or a reality TV show. And,
exactly.
You know, take it for what
and,
it is.
You know,
it's
more
important than
our, and a lot of our young ladies are, you know, still buying into the idea that having a baby with someone is going to secure their relationship, and it just isn't true. And, you know, them really getting that understanding that a baby doesn't make anyone stay with you or marry you or be tied to you for the rest of their lives. And so just really getting our young ladies to value themselves, to capitalize off of the gifts and talents and abilities that God has given them, to understand that, you know, themselves alone, you know, you have more than enough to be who God created you to be without someone else to validate you through the means of sex, sexual activity, or having a baby for them or with them.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And, again, they can go to your website, happynomothersday.com. I've got it on our fan page. You know, Tracy, you're again welcome to post updates on our Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page when you're doing community events. And, you know, do you want to take a quick second to share your Tuesday inspiration with the audience?
Sure. Well, thank you. I absolutely can. it's called the Tuesday Morning Encouragement, and basically it is an encouragement that I share on a blog. It can be accessed through my website, TracyGale.com, as well as some of the books that I've published. But the Tuesday Morning Encouragement is a weekly blog that I actually try to get out every week. Depending on what's happening for the week, my schedule has really picked up, and so I am at the point of every other week. But you do get an encouragement, and we're actually looking forward to it's our 10th year this year, so I'm looking forward to taking the Tuesday Morning Encouragement into some other arenas. I'm going to wait for the surprise of that, but it's really exciting. But it's a way to dig deep and get encouragement in a variety of ways. Tuesday was chosen because that's the day that it started 10 years ago. It was
sure.
A Tuesday morning. I sat down and typed up a little. It was supposed to be a status update on my life. I had really experienced some major hardships, and I was trying to kill two birds with one stone and let my family know that I was okay and where I was in life. And it ended up being more of an encouragement to them than it was, you know, a woe is me type of letter. And so that's how it started. So,
yes.
Been, like
yes.
I said, I've been writing them for 10 years now, and I've gotten so much feedback from people. It just blesses me that that God uses me to bless someone else. So it's been fantastic to be a part of so many different people, so many walks of life. And right now we are being read in 25 countries, so I'm excited about that also.
That's amazing. How did you
and
get?
I keep
how
saying,
did you find out?
We. But my husband is such a major supporter of the ministry in me that I'm saying we because he's with me every step of the way. So I found that out through the Google blog.
The analytics. That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Analytics. And so it's been, and then some of the subscribers have let me know where, you know, what country they live in. And it's just, like I said, it has been a very rewarding experience to connect with people and know that there are other people in other places who are experiencing the same thing that you are and need the same kind of encouragement.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why we have getpublishedtoday.info to help writers take their book to ebook. And every fourth Wednesday, which happens to be next Wednesday, we have a Meet the Author segment. So, you know, I still have a spot open for a couple of authors to get on the air and talk about the books. If you're interested, you're available next Wednesday, let me know. And we can talk about getting you up there. And, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, connections all over the world. I've got authors in Australia, Japan, oh, good Lord, Texas, Atlanta.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and you know, the radio show is, you know, making a splash to get the word out. And anytime you can get an interview on a radio show, it absolutely increases your downloads. So how can a person, what was the website for your blog again for everyone?
TracyGale.com, TracyGale.com. And there's
well,
a link
thanks.
That says the TME, and so you'll want to click that link. And nice little jingle there to listen to, and the link to the blog.
Right, and we look forward to, you know, getting some more interviews with you on the show, or you co-hosting a little fun Tuesday encouragement segment on a Wednesday. You know, like our mosaic moment, you could, you know, pop in at the beginning of the show and be like, here's your Tuesday encouragement on Wednesday with Tracy Gale or whatever you want to do. So. We're
right.
Okay with that.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, let's
well,
talk more.
So
I lost my cell phone, just FYI, so my numbers are the same, but I don't have your number anymore. So if you want to just send it to me or call my phone after the show and, you know, we can catch up about maybe next Wednesday's show and some other things for Saturday. That would be great.
I will definitely do that.
Cool. Well, thanks again for being on the show. Founding, if that's the right way to say that, Happy No Mother's Day, and sharing your light with us on the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show.
All right.
Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to wrap
too.
It up. You're welcome. You're welcome. I will see you Saturday, but call me so we can chat about that. And again, for our audience, we've got some, you know, great women out there that are doing some amazing and great things. And if that's you, our show is available to help highlight you. Whether you're a woman who was looking to start a business and you need ideas or encouragement, or you have a business that you want to bring attention to, all you have to do is connect with our show on Facebook under Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, or email me directly at heatherltapia@gmail.com. That's T as in Tom, A, P as in Paul, I, A, at gmail.com. And we'll do what we can to support you. We're always happy to announce and support community action, whether it's in Columbus, Ohio, or Timbuktu. I don't care. I want the people to have a platform to share what they're involved in. So feel free to connect with us about your community events as well. And we are working with some great international supported groups with Purpose for Women. So, again, thanks for tuning in. Again, the last details of Friday's fundraiser, and we'll see you then.
Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is proud to celebrate this May 17th Mother's Day, a fundraiser for Advert One Youth Mother's Transitional Life Program, to be held at 3790 Grotto Hall in Columbus, Ohio. This Mother's Day line dance cabaret offers you an opportunity to celebrate you as a woman, that special woman in your life, your mother, bring your girlfriends. If you're not a mother, just come and celebrate as a single for having a mother in your life. It's just $15 at the door or $10 advance tickets. We're raising money to build a building and renovate it for this transitional life program for youth mothers who have nowhere to go. Going to be a great opportunity to come out and have fun and get pampered. Call Renee at 614-886-3565 for ticket information. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, give Heather a call at 614-383-8073. Again, come on out May 17th, 2013 and celebrate with us from 6 to 1 p.m. in the morning. Sponsored by Girlfriends Talk Magazine and Purpose for Women International. See you then.
Radio show with Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. See you in a bit. Enjoy your day.